Hi, it's Robin Sharma, and welcome to Daily Mastery. This is my short form podcast where I'll walk you through the insights, methodologies, and tactics that I've shared with many of the world's most successful people as their mentor, including celebrity billionaires, NBA superstars, world-class artists, and global humanitarians. I hope you find great value in today's episode. The true nature of a leader is you're not a follower. And so you absolutely have to do the inner work required to break that hook of being liked. I mean, that's what leadership is all about. That's what being a great artist is all about. That's what dominating your domain is all about. That's what changing the world is all about. It's about saying, here's who I am. I have my own mission, my own vision, and I'm going to break free from the crowd. So Edison had constructed his studio, like every artist has a studio, and he called it Menlo Park. And this was his laboratory, his lab, at the top of this hill where he and his small team would go to, and they would spend weeks there. They would actually spend week after week alone. There were no distractions. No one was allowed up there. They had no diversions. Sometimes they would work around the clock, and guess what? Because they had isolated themselves, because they had found this ecosystem, this environment that was inspirational and isolated, their brains could go into the state of transient hypofrontality, which you have that capability. It's part of every human brain. And they could access the deeper insights that do not get to you when you're thinking all day long. In the 5AM Club, there's a powerful brain tattoo that says, your instinct is more valuable than even your intellect. The great apps, the great businesses, the great pieces of art, the great symphonies, the great movements that have transformed humanity did not come from the neocortex and thinking, being reasonable. The great pieces of progress that have shaped our civilization came from that deeper place beyond the neocortex, which is the seat of human genius, when people followed their instinct. George Bernard Shaw said, the reasonable man adapts himself to the world. The unreasonable one persists in adapting the world to himself. Therefore, all progress depends on the unreasonable man. If you are stuck in your reason, your neocortex, then you're just repeating what the world says is possible. I want you to be a possibilitarian, and I want you to start playing around what the world says is impossible. And that comes by finding your Menlo Park. That could be a spare bedroom in your apartment. It could be working in a library for 2 hours a week. It could be renting another apartment in your city where you go just to get away from the world. And then you have these glass walls that you write on. It could be traveling more. What? There is emerging science coming out that says there is a huge link between traveling and amplified creativity. I've written my best books. I've done my best videos. I've got my best frameworks, my best insights when I'm out on the road. And I go into a hotel room and I order flowers. I go to a local flower shop and I bring in flowers because flowers are one of the secrets of advanced minds. Because as you put more beauty in your Menlo Park, you feel more inspired. When you get away from the intellect and you get more into your instinct. And in your hotel room, one thing I do is I bring dry erase markers and I start doing models and goals and insights all over the windows. And I literally make those hotel rooms in beautiful cities. It could be Prague, it could be Milan, it could be Tokyo, it could be Perth, Australia, it could be Agra, India, it could be New York City or Los Angeles. And you're here in this hotel room, which is your Menlo Park, and you're spending a day there alone, and you get your phone on Do Not Disturb, and you maybe don't eat for a few hours, and you allow your natural capability of your brain to offer you these insights that you then take and go out there and use to really lead your field and change the world.
Hi, it's Robin Sharma. I hope you've received strong value from today's episode. I encourage you to read my latest book, The Everyday Hero Manifesto, which is helping people from right across the world live soaring lives. If you'd like to go into further learning, you can head over to robinsharma.com, where you can download my free ebook, The World Changers Manifesto. And when you do that, you'll also get full access to the Everyday Hero Training Formula, which is a complete system to help you upgrade your productivity, positivity, impact, and the quality of your life. Have an outstanding day.